This is Jeff calling again.
Oh, hey, Jeff. How are you?
Hi, good. I was hoping to maybe get a few minutes of your time today.
Yeah, I'm actually, I've been kind of busy lately.
Like a couple minutes. Like, I just wanted to ask you, like, a few questions about your video.
Yeah, Jeff, I'm just wondering, for what purposes do you want to know this information?
Well, it's just, I looked at your video, and it was kind of odd, like, the angle that you had the camera at. I was just wondering, like, if you were laying down or what.
I was just holding it at a low angle.
You were holding it, like,
I had a wide-angle lens on it.
Were you crouched down or anything like that, or?
I think I was like, you know, kind of bent over from the waist.
Yeah, and, like, I remember you were on an interview, I think, with Connie Chung or something. You said you seen a white flash.
Yeah.
Did you see the plane go when it came in?
Yeah.
Like, did you hear it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it just came out from behind a building.
Yeah.
The buildings that were on my left. So I didn't see it, like, coming in from the north and then circle around. It's just I saw it for literally a third of a second.
Like, did you hear it before you
behind the building? So, you know, at first it was, I just saw this white flash in my viewfinder,
mm-hmm.
and I realized, wow, that's a plane.
Yeah, I also remember you had stated, I think it was to Peter Jennings or something, that it looked like a bad special effect.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just kind of an unbelievable thing to see.
Well, like the building just kind of like ate the plane. It just went like consumed it. It went right inside. Like,
yeah,
I don't know.
It hit with such force, you know, and it went in. It seemed seamless. So.
Like, I don't know if you look on the internet at all and see all the controversy about 9/11.
Oh, yeah, I do.
And there's a lot of people that believe. And, the videos of the planes are showing something unrealistic. Like an aluminum plane going inside a building and not, like, when it hits, it doesn't crumple or anything like that. Like, is that really what you saw or what? Like, I know you had said something about the FBI had taken your camera and took you somewhere or something.
No, they had, I ran into them and they wound up, having my tape.
Before you were able to look at it again, or?
No. I was able to look at it. They let me make a copy of it.
And you didn't have any sound or anything on your video? There was no audio for it or anything?
Well, I had accidentally turned off the microphone.
Yeah.
Like a operator error, because it was the first time that I had ever used that camera.
Yeah. And you just happened to be at that spot at that moment, like... You were at Trinity Church doing something with...
I was working for Trinity Church doing some videotaping.
And what was the reflection of the plane coming off of? You could see the reflection of the plane coming off?
Windshield. It was the windshield of the car that the guy was leaning against.
And so the guy was just standing there leaning against the car?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that was like an FBI agent or something?
He was listening to that radio.
Mm-hmm. Because
I don't really know who he was.
Yeah, but it's just like there's a, you know, the all the videos of the plane, the Hezekani footage, all the footage, it looks, you know, it's unrealistic of a plane hitting a building. A lot of people are just wondering of like what really happened, if anybody would.
One of those people, Jeff?
Well, yeah, like I still believe in the laws of physics and Newton's laws, and like it's. I don't know, I was hoping maybe, like you sounded, like the way you looked on TV and the way you were talking about it, like maybe you had something that you wanted to tell that you weren't able to tell or something, I don't know.
No, I was there and it happened just the way it looked.
So you heard the plane coming before it actually, you actually caught it in your viewfinder or anything?
No, because the sound was baffled by the building that I was behind.
Yeah.
But I certainly heard the explosion.
Yeah.
When it hit.
Mm-hmm. And so,
are you making a film, or are you a writer, or what is your affiliation?
Oh, I just it's just my own personal interest. Like, I've been looking into it for a long time now, and
Do you have anything online?
Well, there's a few videos online. If you wanted to look at one called, if you go to livevideo.com, you could look up September Clues. You can also look up another video called 9/11 Taboo, which you could find on Live Video. If you go on YouTube, you could find some videos called 9/11 Amateur. Actually, there's one of your video on there, too. It's called 9/11 Amateur Part 3. And it just talks about how, you know, like, the plane seamlessly melds into a building, like an aluminum plane shouldn't be able to do that. I also remember you had said it seemed like there was like a hangar, like a cutout of the building where the plane just went in.
Yeah, I mean, that was just kind of, you know,
mm-hmm.
like verbal visualization, you know, that's the appearance it made. Because of the force of the impact. I mean, that, you know, it didn't really seem like that. You know, I was just kind of, it was a little bit of a creative license.
Yeah, and there was also, like, the whole point of that, like, people were wondering where you were standing, because it looks like you're almost, like, in a manhole, or, like, laying on your stomach with the video camera being held up or something to get that kind of angle.
No, it was a pretty conventional angle for a shot like that. I mean, I had to be low down looking up, because I had to have a guy in the foreground who was 5 feet off the ground, and I still had to have in the shot the buildings that were, you know, 1,100 feet in the air, so I had to be pretty low down looking up. So luckily I had a wide-angle lens, so I was able to wiggle it down at my knees with my, you know, bent over at the waist, maybe with my knees bent a little, and get that shot.
And was there, like, anything strange that sticks out from that day? Like, you were around when the buildings collapsed and everything? Like, anything that sticks out?
Not really.
No?
I just have to ask you a question. Are you recording this conversation by any chance?
Yeah, actually, I am.
Okay, well, I don't authorize you to use anything that I'm telling you in any kind of published form in any way. I just want you to know that.
Okay, well, is there any way that you might be able to, just between me and you, tell me what really happened?
I mean, you know, I really don't want to continue having this conversation if it's being recorded. So, and I, to be honest with you, I don't really appreciate you doing that surreptitiously.
Mm-hmm.
So, and again, I just want to state that I'm not, you know, you're not authorized to use anything that I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Well, if I stop recording the conversation, will you tell me what really happened?
I really can't. You know what? First of all, I'm in the middle of work, so this is not really a good time to chat. Like, I'm happy to talk with somebody who's just kind of interested in what happened on that day and my observations, but I'm really not interested in participating in anything that's...
Do you believe the official story that we were told about 9/11?
Yeah, and I'm not gonna answer any other questions. So, listen, I have your number, Jeff, and when I have a few moments and I can think about this a little clearer, I'll be happy to talk to you, and I'll give you a call.
Well, I really hope
What's your last name?
It's Hill, H-I-L-L.
And where do you live?
In Sault Ste. Marie, Canada.
Sault Ste. Marie. Okay.
Well, thank you for your time. I hope you do call me back.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.